And five, four, three, two. What up, y'all? Welcome to his thing. I'm Kevin Stage.
That chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Fingers, fingers, fingers. All 2020. This. Yeah? You doing too much bigger than fingers?
Yeah, I gave a little too much.
This episode, we want to talk about what kind of friends you have. Okay, this went viral about a week ago.
Yes.
Dude tweeted, I just blocked and deaded friendships with four of my homeboys. I had back surgery literally a whole month ago, and not one of those niggas checked on your boy. I ain't say nothing. I just blocked and let it be what it is. Niggas wasn't my real friends. Also, Kev on Stage, your friends is for you and your real friends. Tickets are available now. KevOnStage.com. Show's on May 31st. Angel. Can you imagine having back surgery and having none of your friends, people you call friends, check on you for a month?
I would not block them before I cussed them out.
Oh, you let them have it first?
Oh, yeah. I would full on curse them from here to hell and back. Like, and I understand. Well, I don't understand. We actually, me and Marcus were talking about this one. Is this going to cause an argument? Like, women, we seek out, a lot of women, not all women, seek out, like, groups that will offer us support, that mm-hmm. will offer us, like, some sort of just help and comfort through our different stages of life. Where I be like, I don't know what the hell men do when they're going through. Like, I really don't. I'm like, what y'all do? Who y'all count on besides your spouse?
Yeah.
So if you a man who actually considers these people to be your friends, and they not even sending a text like, dog, you good? Like, that's basic.
Yes.
If they're not doing that, F you and your kids and whoever else you rock with, because you're trash.
Mark G said, I guess they didn't have his back. Shout out to you, Mark G. I can say... I don't think there's, I can say for sure, there's nobody that I consider my friend that I wouldn't tell that I'm having back surgery mm-hmm. and that people in my life would check on me.
Yeah.
If I had back surgery, they would come down to the hospital. They'd, you know, send some flowers, some fruit, a meatloaf, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever I needed. And I would feel a way. If you knew I had back surgery and you ain't say, hey, man, how you holding up? Mm-hmm. How's your back? Can you back it up? You got to lay down. You need some ice.
Can you back it up?
Yeah. Stop. Now, if we not cool, I don't expect you to know. I don't expect you to do nothing.
Yeah, but if you my friend.
You got to know my back. And a back surgery is, back injuries are some of the worst injuries. They are probably some of the most recurring injuries. When people hurt their back, they usually have back injuries for life.
Listen,
they just go in and out of pain.
My sister just had a emergency back surgery. My husband's back is all jacked up yet again. Well, not it's not as at its worst state, but it's not in a great state. So those things are like I know from firsthand, they are the effing worst.
Yes.
And sometimes all people need to know is that you care. That's all they asking for.
You good?
They're not saying come pick me up from the surgery. They're not saying come and bathe me or even feed me. And women, we will offer those type of things. I've done meal trains for several of my friends. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is every time I've done a meal train and there have been men involved, they have no idea what the hell I'm talking about when I say a meal train. When I did a meal train for you and Melissa during your bereavement. Come on. I texted.
Can I play Frank Ocean?
No, I think we're good. I texted Tony and Tahir and was like, I'm going to be doing a meal train for Kevin. Would you all like to participate? And they were like, I think we good. I think we good on that. And I said, let me explain what a meal.
Do you know what I'm asking you?
And then when I said, they were like, oh, I didn't know. I said, Tony, I had tried to do it for you, but I couldn't figure out where you were.
No, he was MIA.
Yeah, I knew he was at his the mother of his children's house, but then I also then I was like, I don't know how many people were in the house, yes. And I don't want to just send food for him and Sabrina, because that's rude.
And when you send food to Tony, he gives it away.
That's what we tried to do for him, is we tried to send him a meal train.
Personal meal train.
Yes, in support of his birthday.
Let me tell you what's ridiculous, Angel. This is probably why I'm going to be big for a minute. I had a great show last night. I mean, a great show.
Congrats.
What about that makes me think I deserve ice cream?
Because it makes sense.
I was like, I should stop by Jack in the Box and get me a cookie and cream shake.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Pinkberry's closed by 11:30. Jack in the Box going to give you that sourdough Jack and that milk. But what is it about me that says, you good boy, you deserve ice cream? Is it from childhood?
Yes. And also the ice cream does this. It gives you a high five.
That is what it is. It's an internal high five.
The ice cream is like, good job, Cam. You're like, yes, good job.
You are absolutely right.
I know. I am such an emotional eater. I wish I had a specific emotion that went with eating. All of them. When people are like, I was so depressed, I didn't eat anything. I'm like, how did you do
that? I'm depressed. I ate the home.
Yeah, that's when you know something is off with me. When I start really eating, that means I'm anxious, I'm nervous, I'm extremely happy, I am depressed, I'm normal. That's when you that's when you know, oh, something's up with Angel, because look at how much she's eating. I wish, but regardless, meal trains, and some of y'all don't know what a meal train is when someone organizes for people to drop off meals at a specific time or day for the person of the person that you're trying to honor a gift, whether it be a mother who just had a baby, someone who's just lost a loved one, someone who just had surgery and is not able to move around the way they normally are used to. And it's just an easy way to take one of the responsibilities off of that person's plate that is trying to heal or grieve.
Mm-hmm.
And men don't usually organize that. So no. I get it, but you can organize a text. You can. Hey. Yeah.
Any surgery is a major surgery.
Yeah.
Back surgery is a major surgery. Mm-hmm. You at the hospital? You good? I texted Tony, how's the colonoscopy? You good?
He talked about that colonoscopy. I saw him with the loose clothes on. I said, finally, your shirts be all tight.
Yeah, man. He be wearing a medium.
I know.
I don't think there's anything I could do to get into a medium shirt. That is really a medium?
I can wear a medium watch.
Listen.
That's about it. Medium watch. That's it. If I wore a medium shirt, you all would see my food digest. That's how tight. We saw that chicken nugget going down your throat. It looked like it's moving slow. It's not, your body don't know how to process that. And Tony just be wearing them big pecked and nippled up all through the shirt.
Big pecked and nippled up. Long chest having, boy.
Yes. I'll be like, what's the point of the shirt then, Tony?
Just take it off. Did you want to have it?
Paint yourself like a fucking avatar, because that's what you're trying to be. Trying to be a damn avatar shopping in Forever 21. That's where he been at.
He sure is. Listen, Sharonda said, fast, Kevin, you're a man. Weight will fall off. No. No.
You know what else will fall off? My personality.
I'm hungry right now.
My humor.
Melissa made some steak and mashed potatoes last night, Angel. I went crazy.
Why did you go
crazy? I was on that stage heavy. You know, I don't like to eat heavy before a show.
You said, I'm going to eat heavy today.
I said, girl, you did. And she found it on the TikTok.
I believe it.
They better not ban this. You give Melissa these new ideas. I want to go before Congress. You better give
me back my mashed potatoes.
Listen, she got new recipe with steak and potato. Steak and potato, no vegetable.
No
vegetable. The only vegetable was the cilantro and the chimichurri. I don't like chimichurri.
Why did she give you no vegetables?
I don't know.
Ain't going to pass through your system for a couple of days.
It's still in there right now. Still in there right now.
You need a little fiber.
I feel like I needed to go, you know, the pictures of the men in the 1920s doing the skyscrapers with no hook on them. Yes. That's what I feel like. That kind of meal, you need to climb up there and build the Empire State. That you kind of make that meal go tell jokes.
No.
That man need to work with steel, fire. You need to weld something.
You need to be on the line.
You need to be on the line in Detroit.
Yes.
You need to make four brand new Fords by hand. You need to twist rich stuff off bare knuckled.
You should be smoking cigarettes.
What?
With that type of meal. Thanks, babe.
Yeah, man. The wife, you know, she made steak and potato. you understand me? I was in the war. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. That's a war.
I missed the most with a steak of potatoes.
Yeah, yeah. That is definitely a war type of situation, man, that you have fought if you eating steak and potatoes. But I don't, this is so funny. When I mentioned on a post for me and Marcus' podcast about realizing, oh, now at this age, it's just going to be harder for me to lose weight in my stomach area. And everybody was like, Angel, if you just do da 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 da, I said, oh.
Shut up talking to me.
Oh, you think I'm going to do it? Is that why you suggested it? You think I'm actually going to do it? You can't tell from this post that I haven't given up. I don't know. Did we cut it off too early? I gave up. I said it.
It's over with.
It's oh, I, y'all see how hard I work. And I really do, other than when I'm on tour. When I'm on tour, it's
man, shut up.
It's whatever.
I'm doing barely enough to do what I got to do.
But when I'm home, the stuff that I deny myself, and you think I'm going to deny something else. Somebody was like, all you got to do is cut out sugars and sweets and like, and yeah, and you'll lose it.
Then I won't lose it.
And you know what I'm going to do? Then I'm going to punch everyone in the face. Because you've taken away. What you said is, if you cut out joy, if you cut out happiness, if you cut out laughter, if you cut out the love for your children, you will be thin. That's exactly what I'm like. Just say that. If you stop being happy about yourself, listen, you will be thin.
Some people need to be big so you can see people who is small.
You know what?
I'm going to play my role in society.
Because you can't. This is why I won't end up doing what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I have friends like Melissa Fredericks who does not eat a lot, but she can eat whatever she wants to.
Yes.
And she gonna be that size. Yeah. So don't tell me I got to have all these rules when I'm watching people right beside me not have MFing rules.
Yes.
Fuck all y'all. Fuck all of y'all. I'm tired. Are you kidding me? Hell no. No, 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 no. If the rules apply to everybody, then I would follow them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're telling me that I have to act like I am in a concentration camp and all they're feeding me is rice and water, not even rice and water, grass and water.
Not going to do it.
How am I going to tell jokes on this podcast?
I ain't going to tell the joke. I'm not going to be funny. I shut up.
I'm not.
I don't care about this topic. My stomach's growling.
My brain is not working because it's not getting fed anything. I'm not.
Listen, I'm 41. Baby, whatever I'm going to be, I'm going to be.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do a little thing here and there. Maybe get the blood moving. Move your body around.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm driving to McD's.
I'm not, and I don't even do that. I don't even have fast food. And I am this fat. I can't tell y'all the last time I had fast food. Damn. I don't eat fast food at all. I eat food fast. Now that I do.
Nah, I'm going to eat that food.
I don't drink soda.
Dang.
I don't drink juice.
What is you doing?
I have, now I will have a chai tea latte at the top of the day, and that's a sugary drink, but that's once. Mm-hmm. I'm not, there are people who be drinking soda two, three times a day.
Oh, I used to put that soda pop away, and I know it ain't good for you. Shut the hell up.
I be drinking, if I have my little drink, then it's water. Once Marcus started putting all the pieces of the puzzle together, he was like, actually, you do be like, you don't be wilding. I was like, you see how big I am.
Angel, I've been trying to eat. Man, boy, I'd be so mad. I've been cooking. I've been having a protein shake around about 8.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Around about 11, I've been having 2 turkey patties and broccoli.
That's interesting.
Just 2 turkey patties, no bread, no cheese, no mayonnaise, just turkey patties, ketchup, mustard, and a relish. Mm-hmm. And then I have a bag of broccoli. And then I cry for a little bit.
I bet.
And then I wait till 2:00. 2:00, I can have a little something. Mm-hmm. And then by the grace of God, whatever Melissa cooked for dinner, I'm going to eat that.
She's going to give you that cement.
She's going to
give you that food that's going to stick.
And that got to hold me over to the next morning for that protein shake. But when I tell you that, take that broccoli out of the microwave, shut up. When I take it out of the microwave and it be having all that extra water in there, I'll be like,
no.
When I was little, I used to love broccoli because it'd be covered in warm cheese.
I actually love broccoli just steamed. Give me a little bit of rice. I mean, not a little, Jesus, I keep saying rice. I don't even eat rice. Put a little salt on there, a little salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. I love broccoli. That's Mara's favorite vegetable. We kill some broccoli. I truly do not be wildin' and I be this big.
I was thinking about this when I was in Hawaii the first time. Because obviously in America, you got to be thin and fit. I went to Hawaii the first time. I said, man, I should have been Hawaiian.
Because they be
Polynesian. But then I probably would feel like I'm not big enough.
then you'd be like, oh no, you'd catch up. Don't worry. Then what I know about me and you is that if big is the standard, nigga,
I'll get up there with y'all.
Come on. I'm gonna be the best. I'm gonna be the best of the biggins. Okay? I'm gonna be there.
Remember my security guard. I can't get as big as he was. You seen his hands?
Yeah.
His hand was this. This was his hand.
Yeah, some of that was just genetics. He was just a big boy.
He was a biggin.
He was a biggin. But you would have been, for like your class of biggins, you would have rose to the occasion. So would I.
I was talking to my real dad a couple weeks ago on my birthday. He said, what you got to do is come down to family reunion. Then you'll see where you fit in. Because you might feel out of place with Melissa and the boys. I see them come down with us.
You probably look like a model.
He said, you're going to fit right in. Everybody built like a Ford F-150 on my side of the family. Big heads, big bodies. I said,
you're going to be wearing crop shirts, nigga. He going to be like, Keith, send me a couple more shirts. Keith Lee, give me some more little crops.
I never posted that video either.
I wish you would have.
It was so
you
funny.
You were talking to your bio, Dad?
I was talking on my birthday.
What?
I'll be talking to him on my birthday.
How was that?
It was fine. It was okay. He be not knowing how old I am.
Of course he does it.
He'd be like, "What? Remind me what she is. 39? 41. 41. Mm-hmm. 41.
Bye-bye, yo, Dad. We be talking.
How often y'all talk?
Whenever I pick up. He calls.
I got the power now.
Yeah, he calls.
I love to wield it. You want to talk to me? Remember 1993?
Mm-hmm. And I always send him pictures when I'm like killing it, slaying. He is like, you are one of the prettiest people. I was like, you're correct.
You're right.
Right.
My dad, my Willie D, he texted me yesterday. He said, he texted me a picture of me and Tony in the Spectrum mail.
Uh-huh.
And he said, it is.
I bet it blows his mind.
I asked him, what did
he
say?
Yeah, I did speak to Martin Luther King. We be talking. This is somebody asking.
My dad said, thank you for the car. So thoughtful of you and Tony. He sent that for like 10 minutes. And I'm in my head like, Melissa, did you?
What did you do, Melissa?
What did you? I don't remember. And
call
I'm searching
Courtney.
My
what
mind.
What did she say?
Searching for what happened? And then he sent me a picture of the Spectrum mail. And I said, "Is it weird?" He said, "Not as much. More like I know that guy. It would be. I would lose my mind if Zay was in the mail. Like,
anytime I hear pure imagination,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's my baby song."
Listen, and that's my jam.
That's my child's song. So if he ever did anything that went outside of the world to come back to me, I'm not going to do well. This is why I don't think I can be. If Kai were to really become a successful rapper, I'm not going to be well. I'm not going to be well. They're going to be like, why is your mama so extra? Because
oh my God.
I can't even take it.
All right, moving on. Asia Wilson's gonna have her new shoe. Are you gonna buy it?
What's up, guys?
You were watching the bonus.
You were.
But listen, y'all, Angel's a creator. YouTube ain't YouTubing no way.
It sure ain't.
Listen, I checked my stuff. I said, my God, today.
And they were like, you got 2 pennies for this video. Bruh. I was like, well, thank you.
Podcast ain't podcasting, so we the rest is on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Please join us if you can. If you can't, watch what you can for free.
Yeah.
There's more there, but if you ain't got it or you don't want it, it's our responsibility to tell you. But here's the thing.
Don't just join it for us. The content is great.
Oh, yeah.
You're paying $5 to get extra content. You get an extra episode of Here's the Thing.
Yeah.
You got other things. You got Here's the Thing Reacts.
Good times.
You got Ask Kev Revamped.
We got all kind of stuff.
So bring your what
bring
over
bring your y'all. Rump, all right? Peace.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.